station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It's March 26th and we're back.
We are.
We are back, folks.
After a crazy weekend and a really horrific day yesterday. I'll fill you in.
What can I tell you? Mondays are usually not the best, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, honestly, we had a blast. Like, this weekend I went out to Solvang, which was really cool. And
that's like a Dutch...
It's a Dutch town.
Actually, it's not Dutch. Isn't it like Danish or
I'm
something?
I'm sorry. Danish.
Danish.
Whoops.
Right? Yeah.
I got them mixed up.
Whatever. Yeah, I know.
It's the same thing that has windmills.
Yeah.
It's all the same to me. Holland, whatever. Anyway.
I know.
So I guess I shouldn't say Deutschland in my article.
Deutschland is German anyway.
I don't know. It all looks the same to me. Maybe I'll take that part out. Anyway, it's a very cute town. They have like, I mean, it feels like you are literally away. It feels like you're in Disneyland.
Yeah, kind of. It's different, huh?
Yeah, it's really cool. They have a casino nearby if you guys want to go to that. We didn't do that. We did the vineyards. And really cool.
The vineyards around there are really cool. I mean, we went horseback riding back there.
Oh, yeah,
I was going to tell you you should go horseback riding.
Yeah. I don't know. We were so hungover by the next day that it was just, you know, a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, beautiful town, beautiful, just nice to get away and have some fresh air for
right.
a change, too. And we went to a couple of different vineyards. I bought a thing on Travelzoo for Redal Vineyards.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there, and it was really cool. The house was built back in the 1880s, so it's a historical landmark there. And the lady that bought it, they've only had it for like 15 years or so.
Mm.
She's from Louisiana. Never knew how to grow wine at all. Just decided, I'm going to put wine here. And now won awards for it.
Really?
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. So I went there. And then I did have a really hard time trying to find wine that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
That was a problem. Because I like more of the sweeter wines.
Right.
And I like a red wine. But it's got to be, you know, it's got to be like no bite really at the end.
Mm.
And I found a lot of the wines there were very acidic. Just the area.
Mm.
And that's fine if you're, you know, eating like, you know, Creole food or pastas or things like that. That's not what I eat. So didn't really, you know, and then I'm trying them out and I want like a smooth wine. So I was really frustrated. I felt like a lot of the wines, like literally, that I was sucking on a lemon.
Really?
Yeah.
That
like,
sour.
Oh my God. Like, you know, it's not like sour, it's like bitter in a way, and then your tongue shrivels up.
Really?
Like it shrivels up and like you can't talk or you have no like moisture in your mouth.
I've never heard of anything.
Yeah,
like
it's like you have cotton mouth, like completely. But it's like shriveled up with like a tangy, weird, I didn't like it. And I'm like, this sucks. So I eventually found a few ones that I really liked. And I have to say, if you ever go up there again, Fox and Winery was phenomenal. They had a really great wines there. And we wound up getting the house blend at Rodeau, which was pretty good. Like a big jug of it, which was cool.
There's a lot of wineries there, huh? Next to each other.
There's a lot of wineries. Yeah. And then we went to this one bar it's really cool. It just opened a couple months ago, and it's called Santi.
Mm.
And it was cool. It was like a bar kind of like, it's a wine bar, but it's like a bar in LA. Like it's white, it's crisp, it's clean.
Uh-huh.
But I felt like they wanted to wring my neck because I'm like, well, this sucks. Well, that's everyone I tried. I hate it. Like I really hated it. And finally the owner comes over and she's like, try this wine.
Uh-huh.
And I liked it. And she's like, just so you know, the winemaker is over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, 'cause it's a locals hangout. And I pulled him aside and I went up talking to him and I want to let him know what I went through in order to find his wine. And it's called Standing Sun. So
uh-huh.
It's a really good wine or winery as well. And it's funny because his wife lives here in LA. Well, they're back and forth.
Mm.
And they own the winery there, but she's on General Hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she's going to come in studio.
Wow.
She's really cool. They're a really fun bunch.
So she's on TV, but she also makes wine.
Her husband makes the wine.
Her husband makes the wine.
Yeah,
okay.
And they have a really cool story. They're like high school sweethearts. We met some really cool people there.
Yeah.
So we're going to have her on the show at some point. And so that was pretty cool. Like
yeah.
Random and cool and whatever. But yeah, through all this story, you know, long story short, we drank a lot one day. So Sunday came around and we're like, oh my God, we can't move. Like, I actually had to cancel.
That bad, huh?
Oh my God, it was bad.
Whoa.
We just drank a lot. But it's like, you know, when you're wine tasting, you feel like, I feel bad pouring it out.
Yeah, that's
true. I feel like I'm insulting them. So I would just drink it. And then I realized, well, that's what a real winemaker does. They just, you taste so much,
right,
you have
exactly.
to pour it out.
Yeah, you can't get drunk.
So Sunday we did it the right way. Uh-huh. We like poured it out like you're supposed to. And then I felt bad because those were the good wines we had discovered, you know?
Right.
So yeah, it was a very hard day, but we found some great places. We went to the Hitching Post, which
what's that?
A really famous restaurant, which was good food. We also went to a new place called Route 246, which is spelled like R-O-O-T, like
okay.
a root. Yeah, so like it was like organic. It was pretty cool, like from local. But anyway, yeah. So the movie Sideways was shot there.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So all these places like Fox and Winery and the Hitching Post were really well known because they were in the movie.
Mm.
But they are really good places.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, for people that like wine, I'm not crazy about wine, but since we're in the area, we tasted a few.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. But it's a nice area there.
Yeah.
And Solvang is nice, except there's not much to do in Solvang, right?
Wine?
Well, the wine, but in the town itself, there's not much to do. It's like dead.
We was pretty busy when we were there.
Really?
Because
after 7, everything's closed.
No.
No?
Not the. That's when you go to dinner. You go to dinner at like.
I haven't been there a long time ago.
You go to dinner at like 7 or 8. And then you get out of there at like 10, and the only place that stays open late night is this new place called Sante, which just opened up.
I see.
So that was pretty cool. But yeah, anyway, long story short, they have a Starbucks in the hotel, and I went down to get a Starbucks because we were up very early to drive back, and about 6 a.m.
Right.
Like literally, this is when it started, and it's only 2 hours away, but so that would be plenty of ample time to get back. Yeah, I had my phone in my hand, given it was early. I paid for Starbucks, and we went to the car, and then I'm like, where's my phone? I went back to the Starbucks thinking maybe it was there, because I thought, I think I put it down on the counter. Like, I'm actually almost positive I did.
Right.
It's not there.
Wow.
And it wasn't like it was that busy in the morning.
Yeah.
So that was kind of odd.
So you went back, and it wasn't there?
It wasn't there. And then I'm going crazy. I'm like, I got to find my phone. I need my phone. Like, holy shit. Like, I have to have my phone.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, you know, a fiasco of going back up to the room, searching all the floors, searching the elevator, searching outside, by the parking lot, under the car, in the trash can, just in case I threw it away.
Wow.
Back at Starbucks. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So by the time we got on the road, yeah, I mean, I could have made it. Like, I would have been dropped off here, which would have been fine.
Right.
And then I just needed a ride home, because then I would have been stuck, because you get to leave and go to work.
Wow.
So that's kind of why yesterday. But then, on top of it all, like, what a shitty day. When you lose your phone, man, it's like, horrid. Like, I took, like, at least 3 hours, and it's going to take more of my time, because I have to go to the Grove today. It took about 3 hours to change all of my accounts, and I'm talking for you guys out there, make sure you lock your phone. I didn't lock my phone.
Mm.
Like, that was the stupid part.
Right.
So, you know, I've got my Facebook, my Twitter, my 16 email accounts. Anything that I normally log into, any sites that I normally like with an account,
right.
could be LinkedIn. It could be GoDaddy. It could be... No, because it saves your password on your phone.
Right. So you have to change all of them.
You have to change everything.
Wow.
Including, you know, Living Social, Groupon. They have your credit card store. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, holy shit. I had to change literally every single thing. Then you think about all the apps that are on your phone.
Mm.
You have to change those passwords, too.
That's
because
true, yeah.
Here's the thing. Even though the phone shut off and I transferred it to my my old phone, like another phone that I've had, they can still get Wi-Fi. So they're still getting my freaking Mac emails because I can't figure out how to change your Mac password.
Because
you can't change it from the computer. It doesn't let you. And then if you go on iCloud, which everything's on now, there's no way to change it there.
Wow.
And MobileMe used to be able to. Now you can't. So now I have to go to the Grove today and figure that out. I'm like, this is just such a fiasco. It's just taking me now 2 days to figure all of this out.
Right.
It's just such a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to...
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I don't understand people that just carry their phones with them in their hand. You know, I mean, you're so bound to lose it.
Normally,
you know,
I never
put it somewhere.
It's because I was carrying all the stuff and I was checking emails.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Right.
So anyway, lesson learned. There's a thing called Locator,
mm-hmm.
which is on your phone that can locate your phone to make sure that's always turned on. And then, you know, I have insurance on my phone. Normally it's like $40. Nope, because my phone is like the new high-tech phone. It's $150.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, fuck that. I might as well just buy a new phone, you know?
Yeah.
So whatever. That was a disaster. And then I come back and my roommate, as I'm walking in the door, literally, my roommate's like, oh, I'm moving out, by the way, tonight.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh, what? He he got a movie, so that's awesome. But it's like all of this, you know, and then my premiere's on Thursday, so I'm trying to prepare for all this and my normal life, not to mention the other things that I do and PR and all that. It's just a lot to handle.
Right.
So I'm really overwhelmed.
Now, what premiere is that now?
That is, and I resent it to you again, but that is for, oh my God, why am I retarded? Pieces of Ass.
Oh, that one. That's right. It's on Thursday.
Pieces of Ass is on Thursday, yeah.
Right.
And there's only 19 tickets left.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you guys got to go. I totally forgot about it. Maybe I'll buy a couple tickets
you
today.
You should.
Yeah.
PiecesLA.com. It'll be really fun.
It should
it's
be
huge
cool.
Red carpet.
All of hot chicks and what goes on the, through their minds. And
well, you know, which was funny because the main girl, one of the main pieces is the girl from Beverly Housewives. Housewives, whatever it's called. And it's the one that got in the fight with Adrian Maloof. So she's like all over the news. But she's everywhere now. Like everywhere. She's...
I don't know who she is, but I don't read the rags.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, she's really pretty. She's freaking hilarious. She has a book that's out, too. She's one of the main stars.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be a lot of press that's there, and it's well worth it. We'll get you on the carpet, too, Sam.
Yeah.
You have to let me know.
If you guys missed out, we had a couple of girls here last Thursday from the show, and it sounds amazing. So check it out. Anyway, there's a lot of things going on, but... we have a very special, beautiful guest in the studio, and we're going to bring her in right now. Her name is Corinna. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. She's so cute.
So cute. And I want to say that you have such beautiful skin. I just want to let you know that.
Thank you.
I'm sure you know that, but I just want to let you know that I knew that.
She's got a beautiful everything. Beautiful hair, beautiful eyes. She's amazing. So, we sort of connected on Facebook. I don't know how. But we become good friends on Facebook.
Oh, come on.
And
you
everything.
Were scheming. You saw a beautiful face and you're like, I want to
exactly.
know what she does.
Exactly. That's usually what
now
I do.
Now I want to know what your Facebook photos look like.
Well, so welcome to the show. Now, you had a long drive today. Where did you come from?
I came from Orange County, like 38 miles drive.
Wow.
Yeah, the
took
five
you, what,
and
2 hours or something?
No, like 1 hour and a half, because the 5 and 101 are the
traffic.
Yeah.
I know, it's amazing. In other cities, you wouldn't even drive that far. You know, you just say, oh, that's another city. I'm not going there.
I need to move out.
Yeah.
I like this neighborhood. I think I should move out
here.
Yeah.
How did you end up in Orange County?
Oh, well, I live there with my family.
Mm.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
For the moment, so...
Oh, wonderful.
Cool.
Okay, cool. And they decided that that's where they want to live.
Yes, they decided that.
But it's really nice there, right?
It's a really nice and safe neighborhood, but it's pretty far from Hollywood and from what I want to do.
Right.
Everything is happening here, so I need to be here
that's
more
right.
often.
That's right.
And the driving is just too much.
I know. Pretty soon you'll have to fly to work, you know. No, there's a lot more happening out here for sure. You know?
I'm gonna learn how to drive an helicopter.
There you go. Awesome. I know sometimes that's what you want to do in this
maybe
town,
use a parachute, you know?
Like parachute. Exactly.
See, that
gliders.
Would be so fun.
Did you go on hang gliders?
I tried the gliders. The thing is with the gliders, it needs to have a lot of wind.
Mm.
So he only goes up a few times a year, he said. He'd love to have me come in and check it out. But they couldn't do it because if they don't have enough wind, they can't get up.
That's true.
They glide.
Yeah.
So we need to do it.
Okay, so don't get a glider then.
Well, I used to do like paragliding. It was really fun.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I want to try that, but I'm a little scared. Like, what if you crash? Because I've never done it. Now, and let's say I don't pay attention and like you're steering. What if you crash into a mountain?
Some people do.
That makes me feel
really bad.
Better.
Somebody just crashed on a
that makes
house
me
roof.
Feel all the better. I would. You know, that'd be fun. Like you land on a roof, you climb down the chimney, and then you're like.
Or a tree.
I'm gonna say chimney. I just think it'll be more fun. Be like, oh, I'm like Santa, kids. How you doing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be hilarious? Anyway.
Only that you don't have the gift. But you bring yourself, and that's
exactly.
It.
I'm the gift.
Yeah, you're the gift.
So let me introduce you as a singer. You're a musician.
Yes.
And let's go back and find out. People are going to wonder where you're from. I know where you're from, but tell people where you are.
I was born in Romania.
Romania.
So I'm a Romanian.
Okay.
By birth. And I moved up here a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I wanted to pursue this passion and dream I had since I was 5.
Really? You always wanted to sing?
Yes. always, no matter what I did in life, no matter what my education was, I would picture myself singing in front of a huge crowd.
Really?
Whenever I would have free time, this is what I would do to relax.
Yeah?
Yes.
Like hold out a brush or something and sing into it like it's
the
a microphone.
The remote control.
The remote control.
Yeah, the remote control. That was really handy to take it. Just turn on the TV, listen to some music, and use it as a microphone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's cool. So what was your childhood like in Romania? Did you have a good childhood there?
Well, during the communism, yeah, it wasn't not that much fun. We couldn't.
You were pretty young when communism was going on there, right?
Yeah, I was a kid, and we didn't have access to like cartoons and stuff like people, most kids, like to enjoy and watch and have fun. But I started singing because I had a toy piano, and that was my the way I would just use my free time as a kid. Right. I would play my toy piano, and I would go play with the kids, and I would cry if I would see somebody playing on the TV better than I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you took yourself seriously.
Yeah, I did. I took this stuff seriously, and my mom wouldn't understand why I was crying. So what's going on? Why aren't you happy? Because I cannot sing like those people on TV. I would listen to Kleiderman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh gosh, my piano was this small. And I'm like, I will never be able to do that, Mom. We need to figure this out. And she's like, do you want to go to music school when you're going to go to school? And I'm like, yes.
Wow.
And this is how I started. I went to music school, entered the piano class. And later on, I fell in love with singing because I had to travel far from home in order to study. And I couldn't take my piano, my real piano, with me.
Right.
And I had to replace it with something else. And I had the voice with me all the time. And it was the time when we were able to listen to MTV, Mariah Carey. And take that. I would buy those cassettes and listen to them all the time and singing. I was like crazy.
Wow.
Doing my homework, listening to the music all the time.
Yeah. So you liked American music and
all the time.
Music and
American. Like American music.
Yeah. American. That's amazing.
Music.
Now, what about Romanian music? Are you into that at all?
Well, it was not always my cup of tea.
They have rock music there in pop.
They have good music today. You know, they have good music. But back in the day, what we were listening on TV was MTV and all those American bands.
Right.
And then our music gradually started to develop. Uh-huh. But I was more, you know, attracted to American style.
Yeah.
And I am right now the same. I have never changed.
Yeah.
And here I am. You never know where life is going to be.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, did you start a career back in Europe yet? Or
No, I didn't start a career there. It was just something I planned to. I was in school. I was studying. I got my bachelor. But I always had inside my heart that there is something else I was born to do, and everything that happened in my life brought me here. It didn't happen overnight, you know. It's a process, but everything that happened brought me here. I'm so happy that it did.
Yeah. So how did that happen? I mean, what was it? Your family wanted to move to the States, or
actually, my mom married here, and we were. Okay.
Your mom married here. When did she come here? Before you?
Yeah, she came here like 8 years before me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what were you doing? You were living with family back then?
I was living with my family, with my grandma, my grandfather, my sister.
Uh-huh.
And my mom was here. We were like, it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
It was a rough time
back
in the day. But I have always found a place and a medicine in music to heal my heart.
Right.
And I started to get more and more and closer to that. And I discovered that, man, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
5 minutes of music, and I was in different place.
Right.
It wasn't just a dream. It was a way of living for me.
Right.
And then like 10 and 15 minutes and an hour, 2 hours, and I couldn't stop. And I'm like, I have to do something about this. And when moving up here, there is so much opportunity. Mm. And I'm like, this is... I like challenge.
Yeah.
And I like to, you know, to always challenge myself and get the very best. And I thought that this is it. If I'm going to make it here, I'm going to make it everywhere.
That's true, yeah.
This is the place. I want to push it real hard.
Sounds like a song, New York. New York.
This is it. Man, yeah. I got to nail it here. Now or never.
Yeah. So why did your mom come out here by herself? You said she married and everything, right? But so had she met the husband here or in Romania?
Well, yes, he was an American citizen.
Right.
He had both citizenships. And they met each other through common friends and relatives, and they decided they want to start a life together.
A life together here.
Because my mom was separate from my
father. Right.
And this is how she first came here. And after that, she brought me here.
Right. Yeah. So you had to live a few years without her. Was that
yes.
difficult?
It was.
It was. You were young and everything,
yeah,
right?
I was young and everything.
Yeah.
And I had to take care of my grandmother who was sick. But she was a sweetheart.
Yeah.
There is not a day goes by that I don't think of her. I think me and my grandma would have so much in common.
Really?
I think we're the same person the day she left this world. It's like she left something behind. It's me.
Yeah.
This is how I feel that I'm here and I feel her. She's with me all the time.
It's unusual to get close to your grandparents and stuff, you know.
She was wonderful. She was the one raising me as a kid because my mom was a doctor and she didn't have time to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, working a lot of jobs, teaching in school, you know. She pretty much didn't have time.
Right.
But I was raised by my grandparents and, of course, by my mom when she had the time.
Right. Yeah.
So I was really close to my grandparents.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings? Any brothers and sisters?
Here?
Anywhere.
Anywhere, yes, I do. I have a sister who's a doctor in Romania, a medical doctor.
Oh, wow. So she followed in your mom's footsteps.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a lot of relatives there, just a few here.
Right.
But they live on the eastern coast.
Right.
So we don't pretty much connect.
But East Coast.
Oh, yeah. we speak on over the phone.
On the phone a lot and stuff. So do you have a brother or a sister? You had the older sister, you said.
I have an older sister and a younger brother, but it's a step-brother.
Step-brother, okay.
Yeah.
From the new marriage and stuff.
Yeah.
I see,
so,
okay.
I guess, like, my question was, too, like, your mom being a doctor and your sister following in the footsteps, how do they take it, you being in the entertainment industry and you being in music? Are they open to it, or are they kind of like, okay, we'll let her do this for a while and then she'll be a doctor later?
No, they weren't supportive at all.
Yeah,
they were like, just talk to me when you're gonna have an album.
Yeah.
You know, just chill down for a little. You know, well, I'm like, you know, just watch me. I'm not gonna stop until I make it.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is how it is for me. I'm very ambitious, and I know what I can do, and I know my limits as well. But I know that this is what I want to do. I know I can do it, and I'm not gonna stop.
Yeah. You know, you're an artist, and you can't sit in an office for 9 hours every day. Yeah.
I wanted to go into surgery, and my mom was like, you know, this is really hard. You should try to do something else. You know, either you let me do what I want to do, or I'm going to change career. And actually, I did it because at some point, it has to be me writing my own history.
That's true.
Taking the pen, and I'm writing my own history because I don't want to leave somebody else's life.
Right.
You know what?
It's mine.
Kudos to you. High five. I think you're amazing. Because
that's a smart thing.
No, I grew up like the same way. You know, my father owns a very large corporation, and it's like, and it's a family-owned business that he started when he was 14.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you will take this over, and you will do this, and you will do that. And you know what? Now you'll become a lawyer or a doctor or this. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You can't control my life, which is why I went completely off the deep end and came into entertainment and moved 3,000 miles away. So I, you know what? But kudos to you for following your own dreams and your own wishes.
Yeah.
Even though everyone's telling you no, that should give you more drive to succeed even
This
more.
Is what it did to me. I'm like, you know, watch me.
Yeah.
Because everybody in the family is pretty much a doctor, from my aunt, and it's really hard for them to understand that I'm the artist. And when I was telling her, mom, I'm an artist,
she'd
crazy.
Be like,
because I would always be a good kid. I went to school, I had good grades, and I would listen to everything she had to say until one day when I realized, man, I'm not happy like that.
Yeah.
I have to do something. What is it that it's missing?
That's true, yeah.
There's something missing.
Yeah, that's true. It's because we try to please our parents and we don't think about ourselves. And, you know, what about me? What about my dreams?
And she being the only mom, because my father has never been involved in our, you know.
Really?
No.
Wow.
And he's very, he has never, ever even.
So you're not very close at all.
I've tried, but yeah, it didn't tried. Work out.
I know, the kids usually try because you want your father, you know?
I know.
You want
and
your parents.
It's hard. Yeah. And it's hard when I think about my mom and everything that she has to go through because of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to take life as it comes and make the best of it.
Exactly.
And I moved on and I'm like, okay, you know, there is a point in your life when you have to decide what is it that you want to do. And it was a really hard decision to just stop doing because I had a medical degree and I was working in Romania for 1 year. And I'm like, should I give up this or not? But in my heart, I would always wanted to sing. And in my free time, I would sing for hours and then I didn't have time to study. And I'm like, I cannot just follow this too. I have to make a decision.
Right.
And I did it in 2012. And I realized that, you know, when you close a door,
Another one opens?
All the other ones.
Yeah.
Not one. Not all the one. Other ones
really?
Open and it's like, man, this is so good. This is it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Now, you brought us a couple songs, so let's play them.
Yeah.
I heard Hot before, and it was an amazing song. So let's hear this. This is Corina and Hot. Wow.
That's awesome.
I love the song, man.
Yeah, it's
like,
me too.
It's like European dance style, you know? That's what it sounds like.
I love it. I could totally hear this in a club or in Vegas. Like, you have to get this to the right DJs, man. Like, if you do that, like, you're going to blow up like crazy.
They're going to play it in Italy.
Yeah, really? Yeah,
it's already awesome. Yeah, it's already there.
Really? Yeah. On the radio and stuff?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How cool.
This is great.
I mean, she's so tiny and she's got like a big voice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's amazing. The voice is like the most impressive instrument.
Yeah.
Right? It always stands out above everything else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So how did this song come about? Did you write it?
Yes.
Really?
I wrote the lyrics. It was last year in summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I think I want to write this down because I don't know if I'm going to get this idea later on. And I have to. You know, everything starts with a white page.
Uh-huh.
I took a pen. I had all those feelings. I'm like, okay, I'm going to write this song. I love song. And I... like 30 minutes or an hour, when you have inspiration, it all comes down and it's really easy.
Right. You
sometimes
just gotta be open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we recorded in September with Berman Brothers. They flew to Romania and that's where we recorded. The music is, I wrote the music with them.
Uh-huh.
It's 50-50. We were writing the music together, but I wrote the lyrics. And it's a fun song. This is what I want it to be. A fun love song. And it's about me and it's about everybody.
Really?
Because everybody can relate to that, right?
Yeah, that's true. I guess. Now, why did you guys go to Romania to record?
I was there on my summer vacation.
Oh, okay.
And they are from New York, but they were in Germany for their summer vacation.
Oh.
And they were like, okay, let's meet up. They flew back to Romania because it was easier for me.
Right.
Than go to Germany.
Right. How did you meet them?
They found me online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really
they discovered
awesome.
Me online.
Yeah,
yes.
That's cool. So they found you and they wanted to actually record for you.
And they wrote me, their A&R wrote me, and, you know, we liked your voice and we liked what we heard.
Great.
Because I had a couple of covers on my YouTube, and they said, the A&R contacted me, and they said, you know, the producers, Christian and Frank, they want to write some original songs for you or with you.
Mm.
And... this is how we started.
Wow.
That's great.
This is how we connected. Yes.
Yeah. So how long did it take to put the song together?
Well, we were working for like a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks.
I already had the lyrics.
Right.
But for the music, it took a while.
So you
and then the production and then the recording and then the mix and the master.
So for all that, 2 weeks is not a long time.
Yeah.
Well, for the music... yes, 2 weeks, but then the production,
yeah.
It took like more than a month.
Yeah, it takes months, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow,
so
that's for you, though. This is cool.
Yeah. So, but you've achieved the sound, you know, your own sound and stuff, and that's cool, you know? Yeah.
And now I'm moving to another project.
Yeah?
Right now.
So tell us what's going on. Now, the other song you brought in, that's a song that...
it's a love song.
It's a love song?
Yeah, that's a love song.
Okay, we'll play it in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
So tell us about it.
That's a love song that I wrote for somebody who's very dear to me, and it's in my life, and he has always been there for me. And I think I owe that to him for the support and love and always believing me.
Wow.
And they said, you know, Karina, can you write a song about when you miss somebody, you know, maybe.
Aww.
And I couldn't miss anybody at that point because I was so happy. And I'm like, guys, I don't know. I'll try. But if something else is going to come out, I don't know.
Aww.
I'll try. And I wrote that song because you loved me. And it's really true. But everything that's in there is...
really? So the words reflect the truth about this.
Yeah.
Wow. So let's hear that. 'Cause You Loved Me with Karina. Take feeling we share, gets more beautiful each day. Wow.
That's awesome.
What a nice ballad it is.
Yeah.
Now, how did now who wrote the music for this one? You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I had 2 days, and the guys that,
wow,
you know, just write a song, and after the first day, I have the lyrics, but can you give me more another right. day, because mm-hmm. I really need to make sure
yeah.
the music is just matching everything, yeah.
Wow, that's cool. So, so you said it took you a few days to write the song.
Two.
2 days?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's yeah. awesome.
Now, you said you went to a music school?
Yeah.
And did they teach you how to sing there?
No.
Or to improve your singing?
They were teaching me how to play piano.
Just the piano?
Just the piano.
Uh-huh.
And I've been there for 8 years, but then I moved with high school. I was studying more math, physics, and just to prepare to go to medical school, because this is what my mom wanted me to become, a
right.
doctor. And I wanted to become a singer or an architect and move out of town and go study in a different city, far away from home. But it was not the case. I couldn't argue with her, and I couldn't understand how hard it is to be a single mom.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, you know, force anything.
Right.
We had an apartment in that city, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to
yeah.
ask right. her to make extra expenses.
That's true, yeah. But, you know, I mean, you're like very strong-willed. I like that. You
yeah.
know, I mean, it's like she decides what she wants to do, and that's it. Nobody, not even her mom can stand in her
no.
way.
No.
I think that's great.
She has always then stood in my way.
Really?
I told her, you know.
Yeah.
It's either you or me. If you're standing in my way, you have to go. Nobody's standing in my way. I got to get there, and I will.
Yeah. Aww. So we started, before I interrupted you, we started talking about the new project that you
yes.
have.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
I met a new producer, and I'm very excited because he has that fresh sound that I'm looking for, and it's going to be really cool. I'm really excited about what's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
We started like 2 weeks ago. This week, we're going to start working on the vocals. Actually, yesterday, I was trying to figure out the music for this song, and this weekend I went to the beach because I wanted to relax a little and make sure I get the lyrics and I get in the mood for writing something. Yeah. And I come up with something pretty good, but
yeah.
we'll see where it goes, because you have to try different
right.
melodies, different lyrics, see what fits best, what
right.
is best for this song. And I have a lot of faith in this project.
That's good.
And I have
you
other
seem
projects.
Excited about it.
I am, and yeah. other projects in the future. I have other people that want to work with me, but I cannot just do all of them at the same
at
time.
At the same time,
right.
yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, I'm very happy that people are interested, and I'm
Amazing.
Very happy.
Now, are you releasing new songs like on a CD? How can people get them?
Well, they will get them soon, you know, as soon as I have something that, you know, I want to, you know, represent me out there,
because
right. I'm very picky.
Right.
And I want to make sure that if it's there, it's yeah. exactly what I want to be.
Right. But these two songs can easily go on iTunes or something, right?
I know, yeah. but the producer said, you know, we want to re-record here and there some vocals, and I'm waiting for them to do that, and
okay.
then, you know, release it.
Right.
I cannot do it on my own. You
right.
know, it's a project, and it's a collaboration.
Right.
You have to stick to one each other.
Right. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I mean, and it's cool when you work together with a team, you know, because
yes.
everybody inputs their own thing. And
I know. And they have experience.
Yeah.
They have extensive experience.
Yeah.
And I trust them. And I bring my new ideas, and they bring their ideas. Sometimes we like,
butt heads, yeah, but you have to, you know. I mean, that's
yeah.
creative people.
Because I know
that's
what I want.
Happens. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. She knows
and they
what
know,
she wants.
And they know that.
Yeah, and you better watch out.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
Amazing. So now, how can people find you? Contact you? Facebook, Twitter.
Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, YouTube.
So you just go by Karina, right?
By Karina.
And it's K-A-R-I-N-A?
Yes.
Awesome. No, it's K-O.
K-O.
K-O-R-Y-N-A.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's K-O.
No, it's okay.
R-Y-N-A.
Right.
Music.
Okay. KarinaMusic.com.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. If you go there, then it's going to take you to my YouTube, to my Twitter, and my Facebook, and everything you want to find out about me, awesome. About my short biography, long biography, everything you want to know about me, it's there.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, so how is your life today? I mean, are you happy in your personal life? What's going on? You got married, right?
Yes, I got married.
When did you get married?
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. In 2011.
Oh, really? So it's not so new anymore.
It's not so new. It has never been new because we know each other back in the days, like so many years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what? You guys are like friends, all-time friends and stuff before that? Or were you lovers from the beginning?
We were lovers for the beginning, but we were dating for like 11 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
Wow.
they decided 11 is not enough.
Yeah, right.
Let's get married and spend the rest of our lives together.
Yeah, we were like, you know, lovers, best friends, everything. And
is he from here?
He's not here. Okay. He's not here yet. This is the hardest part. But
you got married in Romania?
Yes.
Oh, and he hasn't come out yet.
No.
Wow.
It's a long process, you know. Yeah. Like I waited 8 years for my
Your papers and stuff, citizenship and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And my mom was a citizen, can you believe?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
really it took that long.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
I think it's usually easier if you ask for your parents rather than the other way around, don't you think?
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. So what? So you go back and you visit him?
Yeah, I go back and forth and travel pretty much.
Right.
At least once a year. And I stay there for a while because you have to get this going too.
That's true. But what kind of a marriage is that? Don't you like miss being with him? And
I miss being with him a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes I write a song hot. You know, I do. But I try to focus on the things that I have.
Right.
I don't dwell on the things that I don't have right now because you can get everything when you want. Mm-hmm. And life is not fair and it's not easy. And I realize that. But now it's about my career, and he's very supportive. Mm. Because you loved me, I wrote this song for him because he has been always for me, very supportive. He was like, you know what? If you want to do this, I believe in you, and you should do it.
Wow.
And I'm 100% behind you, and I support you. So, and
that's great. Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And he has never, you know, I have the freedom to do whatever I want.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I
well, sure, you're halfway across the world. He can't stop you.
He can't stop me, but he doesn't want to. He gives me the freedom I need, and I don't go around and I don't play around.
Right.
And it's in order to make, you have to trust each other. You have to be honest.
Right.
He has all my passwords.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. We share passwords just in case he wants to know anything or something about me. I don't have anything to hide.
Yeah, you don't hide anything.
We don't hide.
Yeah.
The minute you hide something.
Yeah, there's no trust anymore.
Yeah, there's no trust. And if it's no trust, distance relationship is not going to work.
Right, especially distant relationships. Yeah, yeah, long distance, yeah. Well, I salute you for that. You know, I don't think if I could go years without seeing my wife, but, you know, but you got your...
I travel.
Yeah, you travel a lot and you have you focus on your music and everything.
Right now.
So that's amazing. And you guys will get together.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. Things are going pretty well for us at this point. The process is going on
This is what Skype is for.
Oh, yeah, Skype. Yeah. Thanks God it's free.
Exactly.
Well, Karina, thank you so much for joining us. We are out of time, so.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun with you.
Yes, and you thought you'd be nervous, but.
I thought.
You know, yeah. But no, we make people comfortable here.
Yeah.
So,
yes, I do.
You'll be fine. Everybody, check her out and check her music at KarinaMusic.com. And it's KorynA. And you can hear Hot and Because I Love You and or Because You Love Me. I'm sorry, Because You Love Me. And also tune into the new project. We'll see what's coming up.
Yeah.
So keep me posted on what's going on.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Just don't miss out on that.
Definitely. Well, Karina, thank you so much.
Thank
all
you
the
for
best
having
to you.
Me.
Sure. All the luck with your career and everything. You definitely deserve it.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, Brigetta.
I will see you mañana.
Yes. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening
listening to Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.